This is KUT. The U.S. doesn't allow the export of one of its most valuable and plentiful natural resources. That may sound surprising, but it's true in the case of crude oil. A lot of Texas politicians would like to see that ban overturned, and soon, lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives may vote on just that. But why is there a ban in the first place? For State Impact Texas, KUT's Mose Bushell takes us back in time to explain.
The year is 1973.
This is NBC Nightly News, Wednesday, October 17th.
The news anchor is John Chancellor.
Good evening.
It's midway through the Arab-Israeli war, and OPEC just made an historic announcement.
They will reduce oil production by 5% a month until the Israelis withdraw from occupied territories.
Within days, the war is over, but the impact of that oil shock remains. Prices skyrocket, and U.S. vulnerability is revealed.
The oil exporter gets richer, and the oil importer gets poorer, and the consumer pays the bill.
A couple years later, the U.S. Department of Energy sums it up in a documentary called When Circuits Break, America's Energy Crisis.
Unless we conserve while we look for new energy sources, we face the recurring threat of embargoes, of energy circuits breaking without warning.
The export ban was a key part of that conservation. The idea was to make sure the oil that was produced here stayed here. But a lot has changed. In fact, there are hints of that change buried in that same old film.
On the Rocky Mountains' western slopes, oil shale, oil-filled rock, is being mined and processed in an experimental plant. Though it's now expensive to get crude oil out of the rock, it could someday answer a good portion of our oil needs.
Thanks to fracking and horizontal drilling, that's exactly what happened. So here we are. People who want to lift the ban say exporting shale oil will be good for business, especially in oil-rich states like Texas. They also think it will help the country strategically. Opponents say it could hurt the economy and environment. You're sure to hear more from all sides in the days ahead. Congress could vote on lifting the export ban before the end of the month. Mose Bushell, KUT News.